Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're the Red Sox, this is a game of chicken you're going to lose. You either sign him right now, make him that offer, or you trade him.
That's
get
crazy.
Rid of him. Because you're not going to keep him. Yeah. At the end of this season?
When do you trade him?
I would offer him now.
Ooh,
right now.
Here.
Don't wait till the end of the season because the number's going to get higher.
There you go.
You know, when fans or even guys who aren't fans that just see the number that some of these guys are making, whether it be in football free agency or baseball, and they go crazy, they go cuckoo, they get nuts, they get mad, they get angry. It's almost like they hold a grudge against that player for actually achieving something he's been working his whole life for. So I don't know if you heard this or not, because I hear it all the time. And finally today, I almost drove my car off the highway when I heard, I was listening to Dale and Keith, my favorite midday show, especially with the other stupid shows that are out there. This is the midday show you want to listen to.
You don't listen to Shank?
He's a liar. So this guy, Tom from Upton, calls up. And I honestly think that he believes baseball is actually ruining the world.
Mike Trout, $430 million. The gross domestic product of 180 countries is less than that. And if you just want to take the annual value around $37 million, 110 countries less. And you're paying a guy, so if you take WAR, which is what everybody's talking about now, he's probably about a plus seven, something like that, in his career, plus eight, maybe. And you take a $10 million center fielder, which they base the average player off, you're paying $25 million.
All right, so you're saying they should. Okay, thank God Keith butted in.
By the way, I could hear Dale's he's just waiting to leave at 2
he asked for 45. Like, the guy asked for 45 seconds. So he believes that. So he starts using all these numbers from other countries.
Well, Mike Trout is worth more than in Kazakhstan.
Okay, yes, so great. So what is that?
Right.
So what? It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Irrelevant.
So why do you care? It's like he's trying to like prove a point that the baseball salaries are ruining the world. Like, they're suffering. People in Mexico are suffering because Mike Trout signed a big deal.
So look at it this way. We're still living in a capitalistic society. Maybe not for much longer, the way things are going. But that's where we are right now. And he got himself market value yesterday.
But they don't make that much money.
Yes. Trout got market value. So yes. I don't know how anybody can bitch about it. Nobody forced the Angels to give Mike Trout $430 million. They paid him because he was worth it based on market value. And they're going to make money off of him over the next 12 years.
Yeah, so it actually gets better. And because he keeps going, because he wants a reason.
Is this jealous Chuck?
This is just too funny.
No, I want to hear more of this guy.
It's insane.
I love this argument.
I don't know how toothpaste gets involved in this conversation, but it does.
Right.
But it does.
That's the end of the call.
Where's the toothpaste?
It's not in the cut.
All right. That's good.
You serious?
Yep.
The world's suffering? Toothpaste is so expensive?
I thought we worked on this,
Chuck. What do you mean?
You came in here,
and I told you there was two cuts to it. Are you guys not on the same page? Are you serious? It's a joke, right?
No, we're serious.
Play a joke on Fourier Wednesday?
No joking.
Okay.
He said it's the reason why toothpaste is so expensive, correct?
Toothpaste.
Breathe. Give me a second.
Again, market value with toothpaste.
I will say this.
So if you had Crest and Colgate, and Crest suddenly charged you $50 for a tube of toothpaste,
yes.
My guess is their business would go down because Colgate would take advantage selling it for $3.99.
The only thing I can say is that I will admit that after you spend 6 years in the majors and you're a free agent, the money is ridiculous. Okay, you see what Machado's getting, you see what Harper's getting, you see what all these guys are getting. No one's going to cry about that. But when you factor in from draft day, the time you get to the big leagues,
here we go, the tough years.
The first 3 years in the big leagues, and then maybe, you know, not Mookie Betts arbitration, but another good player arbitration.
The lean years for a baseball player.
It's really the best financial system.
Yes.
You don't make a lot of money. You could spend three or four years in the minors, and your first 3 years in the league, you make the league minimum, basically.
Right. There are a lot of ex-baseball players doing sports talk shows across America.
That's what and the elite of the yeah. elite, sorry, yeah. they get paid.
Right.
I really don't hear many people bitching that Steph Curry's making $41 million a year. $41 million a year.
Can you hit
what
a 63-foot shot?
What country can he buy? What hockey team can he buy?
I don't know why people have an issue with it. It's as if the other people are succeeding and achieving their goals, and the price of toothpaste is going up because of it. So how do the Angels affect the Anaheim market? How does the price of nachos at Joe's Nacho Shack down the street from the stadium go up?
You bring that up. So the Angels' payroll last year was actually 174. I was saying 165. It was like the previous years. In 2011, okay, they got a 20-year TV deal for $3 billion.
Right.
So they get $150 million before they sell
a ticket, before they open up the gates,
right. before they do a damn thing. So they spend $25 million more on their payroll.
But that's a problem in baseball, I think.
Why isn't their payroll $225?
That's a good question.
They're making $150 before they do a damn thing.
Yeah, you can look at the Red Sox and say the Red Sox are doing an awful lot of revenue, probably $350, something like that. They're bringing in an awful lot of money. But they're spending the money on putting together a team and going up toward the luxury tax money. Right there, right at the crest of it. So, but you know what people are looking at? They're looking at baseball, and they're saying, isn't baseball dying, and how are they going to be able to afford those salaries?
That's fake news.
It is, because you're right. In Los Angeles, for an example, they can, because it's the second largest media market, the regional television, it's the last bastion of live commercials, baseball and professional sports, and unlike football, where the networks and the league control all of the games, your local team controls your television, your market. And you're right, Lou. That is the savior of baseball, regional television rights.
It's I complain about the 162, and that's one of the reasons why people don't watch as often. And the game itself is tough to watch a superstar, because when you go watch Mike Trout, you get to see him impact the game five times that night. That's it. And maybe he makes a great catch or a great play in the outfield. Maybe he doesn't. It's not like you get to watch LeBron go up and down the court. It's not like you get to watch, half the game. You're getting to see Brady on the field. So it's tough. But the benefit and the reason why it's not dying, and I know Wall Street Journal had this article in March. This year, right, there's a lot of complaints that this attendance came under 70 million for the first time in baseball.
Right.
And it was down 4%. Well, it was down 10% because in the month of April. So they bounced back. But still, 70 million people went to baseball games. No other sport, top 25. So the benefit of 162 is exactly that. I've said before, if I'm an advertiser and I'm watching the Red Sox and they're getting six, seven days a week, or do I want a 30 for one day in football?
Right.
I'm still getting the financial benefit because I'm doing it every single night.
Yeah, you're selling commercials every afternoon.
So financially, it's a $10 billion industry that has grown each and every year for the last decade. They've made more money every year.
Sound like you're getting sensitive with this.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as the dying sport, the money is there.
What about the price of a toothpaste?
Toothpaste is going up, and it's because of Mike Trout.
It's a lot more expensive.
The gross domestic product of 180 countries is less.
So that's what people are doing. So they're looking at baseball, and you're absolutely right. Regional TV contracts, like the Red Sox own 80% of NESN, and that regional revenue that they make off that regional television network is an awful lot. And that's why they're able to do it. Unfortunately, it's a problem for baseball in that you've only got a few teams out there that actually have the money, and you brought up a great point. Why aren't the Angels spending the money? Because we never get to see Mike Trout here in the East Coast play, and you're right. If you do, he gets five at-bats in a game, and what do you see, two of them? But there are all these other markets out there. Tampa Bay, what do you think the revenue is? What do you think they're getting for Kansas City for the TV rights? Look that up. It's horrible. And that's the problem with baseball. And so we're going to start the season. Excuse me. Believe it or not, we started the season today. I didn't realize this. I like baseball. I woke up this morning. I turned on ESPN. There was a baseball game on there. I said,
Glenn, are they showing you highlights? See, I thought it was an expedition.
Lou, did you know today was the start of the baseball season?
I love baseball. I did not know that today was opening.
Wait.
This is embarrassing.
Who didn't know that baseball
started? When did you find out?
No, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should have talked about this on your show last night.
I would have when we were talking baseball.
Why don't you break it down? Do a pregame show.
You want to know what I found out?
Shank was going
to
know?
When I had to wake up around 6:15 to take my little puppy outside, and it was just to the point where I'm not going back to bed, and I looked at my phone, and I saw Piscotty home run, and I'm like, I'm just figuring it's a spring training game.
Well, maybe an old tweet.
And then when I saw it was in Japan, I just figured they're playing the Tokyo Giants and opening day is like this Saturday. Then I realized it was a real game.
I did.
Oakland-Seattle. I thought it was watched tape. A couple innings.
I thought it was tape. I thought I was watching like highlights replay of last year, the year before. And it was the other one. I turned it on and Ichiro was playing. Yeah, I thought he retired.
That's why I thought it was an exhibition game. Yeah.
They brought him out of retirement. He's such a big draw. He like works in the front office and they brought him back.
Well, I still didn't believe it was a real game because when I turned it on in the second inning, I saw Mike Fiers and Marco Estrada, and I said, there's no damn way these are opening day starters. Is that really who they're rolling out there?
What are they call them openers now.
They're
openers. They're not starters, they're openers.
Are they going to go back to spring training after this trip is over?
Are they going to take a long break? The Red Sox have done this before.
I think that there's a chance that they could both kind of go back to, say, like their Arizona home.
But these games count.
And play like a couple more games, maybe.
Why would you make these games count? If that's the situation.
Japan. They do count.
I don't know. Why would you? If you're Major League Baseball.
Because you don't
why?
Want to. Because
did camp start early for them? Does spring training start early? Because like Hall of Fame game? All those teams,
How early do you think it was for the Seattle and Oakland fans this morning? Those were the two teams playing.
No, my point is this. Does their camp start like a week early since they got to travel? So much time for travel.
Yes.
What a crock.
Their camp did open up early for these two teams.
So, I'm not kidding.
So I think if I remember correctly, they'll come back and they'll play a couple meaningless.
I think that's what the Red Sox did, didn't they?
Did they play Oakland, then they went back to Oakland and played a couple exhibition games against Oakland. I forget how they did it, but it was something strange.
But that's amazing that you, Mr. Baseball.
I didn't know.
They didn't know.
The host of Talking Baseball. Brand new show.
That's embarrassing.
After the last show got canceled. Lou Maloney.
The baseball show got canceled. And he didn't know. So I was sitting there this morning going, God, I feel like Stephen A. or Francesa here. The baseball season started today. I had no idea.
See, that's Lou Maloney knows the team better than anyone.
Yeah, that's a whole other.
This team, Seattle and Oakland were playing this morning.
That's a Major League Baseball issue. I don't know if we want to get into it now. We got a break.
I want to get into it, but it's stupid.
It's embarrassing how badly they promoted
this. The point I was going to make is when the baseball season begins, and I incorrectly should have said, now that the baseball season is underway, most of these teams in Major League Baseball have already been eliminated. We just cross them out off the list right now. That's why we have no fear about the Red Sox. No bullpen, no deal, no big deal. Because you can go 162.
Wild card.
Worst case scenario, they're going to be a wild card team. Because there aren't enough good teams. And that goes back to your point. Regional TV, Texas is big. Anaheim is big. Those markets can make an awful lot of money on regional TV, and therefore they can afford to put together a much higher payroll. Much higher payroll. All right, Kyrie Irving had some more things to say that are going to piss people off.
So did Terry Rozier.
And Terry Rozier, well, he always says them. We'll get to all of that and more coming up next.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
A lot of people have been talking about Kyrie Irving being the leader. He wants to be the leader. What have you learned from him?
I learned so much. It's just about his attitude, how much his attitude can affect how we play. When he's a happy camper, when everything's going good for him, we're rolling. Like, everything else is good. Well, you know, sometimes when he want to apply that pressure, when he wants to get mad or whatever for his reasons being, and then it's just like everybody's so uptight. So it's just like we're going to go as far as he take us. So I feel he is our leader.
More of the Scary Terry tour. He's on the tour doing all these interviews, apparently. That was with our friend Christine Leahy, who used to work in this building.
Is that a compliment?
No, that isn't.
I'm just saying, was he trying to compliment him? Like, he is our leader, we go as he goes. If he's in a good mood, we play well, but if he's in a bad mood, we don't?
No.
Well, did you hear how he explained it? If he's a happy camper, is that what he said? If he's a happy camper.
When he's a happy camper, when everything's going good for him, we're rolling.
That is
like,
a dig.
Everything else is good.
Kyrie Irving is an eggshell player. You
what's
have to walk
happy
on
wife,
eggshells.
What's that thing?
Happy
thing?
Wife, happy life. Yeah, that's
exactly.
the same
that's
thing
what
that applies,
saying, right?
That is a dig. Can yep. you imagine? You imagine, oh, you know, hey guys, what do you think? What kind of mood do you think Kyrie is going to be in today? Do you think we can play around? Think we can joke
so
around?
You walk
think
into,
we can, you know, yeah. is can we play video games today?
You,
what should we do?
You walk into the locker room
for him,
and you know, you see Kyrie. Hey, Kyrie, how you doing? He's, huh. Oh, that's
oh,
it.
We're gonna, no, guys,
we're
going to
suck tonight.
We're screwed tonight.
Guys, we're screwed tonight. He's
run
pissed
away
off.
From him. Stay away from him.
Really?
Should be a pregame.
That is
should
that's,
be a pregame
that's not
show.
A compliment.
Or hold on, real quick, and you got a bunch to get to, but. Maybe this is a Terry Rozier issue. Maybe this is some spite. Maybe this is begrudgery. Begrudgery is my new name.
Well,
yeah.
He's
new
on,
word.
He's
maybe
on,
that's what it is.
Is that a word?
It's a new word. Begrudgery.
He's going at Philadelphia Sixer fans last night on Twitter.
Yeah, but we
it's childish.
Are we? Hey, hold on. Are we
it's
looking
childish.
At it? Are we looking at this wrong? Because everything's coming from Terry Rozier, who's got an axe to grind, who's got a little bit of issue and wants more minutes. So he's sitting there going, oh, you just got to make sure we keep Kyrie Irving happy. He's got to be, if he's not a happy camper, our day's going to be ruined.
Yeah.
Is it him or is it Kyrie?
I don't know if he wanted to make it sound like a compliment, like he's our leader. We go as far as he takes us. Like he's the guy in this team. But when you say, like, if he's, you know, when I played, like, and I loved John Valentin to death, Mo Vaughn used to call him Sunshine. Because you didn't know, right? And he played with him at Seton Hall, and he's just, and Val's a great dude. But yeah, sometimes you'd walk in there, and it was, you didn't know who you're going to get.
Yeah.
But he still went out there and played. Like, it wasn't like the whole team was like, oh, no, this guy isn't, you're not in a great mood, not talkative today, you know, but you're going to let someone like that? I mean, so if that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's the case. If Kyrie really is a leader, then he will always come off as is a good mood because he knows how much he affects this team. And he cannot allow himself to bring the team down because maybe he's having a bad day. A leader just, it's not about him,
Tim,
right?
Just,
it's about the team. So, guys, if that's the case, listen, you can't do that. Or you know what? Now I can't do that. I can't. If I'm not feeling good about something at home, something that's written in the paper, something that's said about in the media, I can't show it because I know how my team reacts. So I'm going to do a better job of always being in a better mood. That if this is what it takes.
Yeah, but I think that's a diss. I think
it is a diss.
Dissing him.
It is a diss,
which is it's obvious. It's you're using just the phrase "happy camper." That's something you would say to appease your kid. Or something you would say to a child.
He's a happy camper.
But he's saying the same thing. He said the same thing with Chris Forsberg. We played it the other day.
But he's
just
doubling
repeating
down.
The same thing over
which
and over
is, which
listen,
is really, they, it's a real they, insecure look, if
they,
you're asking me.
They all need to shut up. They all need to shut up and start playing. So I'm looking at the rest of the season.
Did you say
here.
Shut up and dribble? They you need, can say
yeah,
shut up and
shut
dribble.
Shut up and dribble. Okay, there are 11 games left on the schedule. Unfortunately for them. There are seven of those on the road. We know they're not; they don't play well on the road, and only four of them are at home. So I'm looking at the standings right now. They are three games behind the number three seed, and they already own that tiebreaker against the Sixers head-to-head. So, but obviously you've got to catch them. You're three games behind. You can make up one of them tonight, and they are right now even in the loss column with the Pacers, but the Pacers are playing out west. And they've dropped, what, three in a row. But this is the thing that's a little bit scary. So you got 11 games to go. We all know the difference of home court and what it means in the postseason. And yet Kyrie Irving comes out today and basically alerts all of us that he's going to take some time off.
I'm definitely taking some games off for the playoffs. It just makes no sense to put emphasis on these regular season games when you know, you're gearing up for, you know, some battles coming in the playoffs.
He's taking time off. So Al Horford, who has a legitimate knee problem, is also, according to the coach, going to take time off. Now, if you're going to sit there and say, oh, here we go again, we're going to talk about home court and how important it is. The coach was doing his weekly interview down the street here, and he was asked about home court advantage. And you know what he said?
Does it matter?
It's ultra important.
Oh, it is.
Matter of fact, he cited something. He cited last year's team. Everybody talks about last year's team and how wonderful that young team was in the postseason without Kyrie, without Gordon Hayward. He brought it up that if we did not have home court advantage last year, because we did a terrific job during the regular season of establishing home court advantage, we were the number two seed. If we did not have it in that first round against Milwaukee, we probably would have lost in Game 7 out there. He admitted that today. And yet he's looking right now at Kyrie taking time off. Al Horford, I get it. He has a legitimate injury here, taking some time off. They have 11 games left, 7 on the road. And guess what we're looking at? They're throwing the little white towel in and they're saying, we'll take the number 5 seed.
But did he win the Tommy Award?
Yeah, Thank you very much, that's the number five seed.
That is a season-wide issue that they've had. This is the way they've kind of gone about their business throughout the entire season. And I would specifically, in specific games, too, you see that mentality. Well, you know, we'll get him tomorrow night. It doesn't mean that much.
See, normally I would, when you think back at this team, if guys took nights off, it shouldn't be the end-all, be-all for this team. Because one of the great things about this team that we thought, and one of the reasons why we thought they're going to be so successful in the regular season, talent in a postseason, but in a regular season, the depth on this roster is going to make them win a lot of games, whether it's back-to-back, guys getting injured, guys getting nights off, Rozier can step in, you know, have a big game as a starter. If Jalen's out, no big deal. Tatum, Hayward, Morris, you know, there's a lot of depth on this team. But given where they are, you know, you would think that, okay, they got a couple games with Indiana. I'm just looking at the remaining schedule. The Sixers tonight at Charlotte. I mean, I know they're like the ninth seed. It's on the road, though.
Sixers beat Charlotte in Charlotte last night without Joel Embiid.
Right, so I mean,
Simmons had like 28.
So you play against the Sixers, and then do you sit at Charlotte? The Spurs are at home. It's a good team.
You're not sitting. I don't know when you sit.
At Cleveland.
I don't know when you. Yes.
At Cleveland,
yes.
You sit.
Yes.
Then it's the Pacers. Then it's the Nets, who's a playoff team, right? Then you got a home and away against Miami, who's fighting for a playoff spot.
And they're tough at.
Well, right
then
now,
it's at Indiana. Then you got Orlando that's still fighting for a playoff spot. You know, that last game of the year against Washington. So if he's going to say, I'm definitely going to take games off, if it's going to be the Cleveland game, and then when you've got two or three games left, that last Indiana game, after that one, you got two games, Orlando, then at Washington. You'll have an idea. So if you want to sit against Cleveland and maybe that last game of the year against Washington, okay.
Well, the thing is, are they just done with the seedings? Are they just happy being the fifth seed?
No, think
is that what they want?
I think they really
regular season games.
I think they really believe what some of these fans think, that they're going to be able to
matter.
They're going to be able to flip the
switch. Yeah, there's still someone's going to find it eventually.
They're crazy.
So let's go back to the communication of Brad Stevens to his ball club. In an interview, he talks about how it's ultra important, as you pointed out, and how last year if we didn't have home court against the Bucks, maybe we lose.
Those are his words now.
His leader is saying, whatever. It is what it is. Let's get to the postseason.
They're running on different roads.
They always
here, aren't
have. They always. They're never on the same page.
It's never. Same message. What are we trying to do here? So for me, I'm looking at it saying, okay, maybe you can't get the number three seed. All right, maybe that's too far.
Especially
away.
If you drop it tonight.
If you drop tonight, forget about it. All right, but let's say you win tonight. I'm not sure you can get the number three seed. But you're telling me opening up in the first round against Indiana, you don't want to play that one at home. I'm sorry. Indiana right now is playing without Oladipo, but they play their ass off every single night. And when they're home, they feel a lot better in front of that home crowd. Are you kidding me? You're going to let them get home court advantage in that first round? You're asking for trouble. You really are. And especially when the coach is coming out now and saying, yeah, it's important. We've got to do it. It's not like you're and I get it with Horford. That's why I'm excusing him, because he does have a health issue, right?
Yes.
That
makes sense.
Right.
I get it.
Right. And it's more important to be healthy than it is to get the home court. I get all of that. But now
if you're going to flip the switch, you might as well be healthy when you flip it, right?
But if Kyrie's taking the night off, what is Terry Rozier thinking? Oh, he's not happy tonight. Or is he happy?
Oh, Terry Rozier is always happy when Kyrie Irving sits.
But it's,
I don't like throwing the towel
the funny
in,
thing
guys.
Is,
I really don't.
Even with good teams, the first round is always a dogfight.
Yes.
You know, it really is. So do you really think it's a pushover on Indiana just because you're on the road? I mean, I know you can win a road game. There's no question this team could beat Indiana. They should be able to beat them. But if you play them at home, maybe you end that thing in five. right?
Yeah. Well, we'll give you the breakdown. There's a huge difference in what happens at home versus on the road when you get into the postseason. We'll get to the phone call, 617-779-7937. Are we reading this wrong? Or did Kyrie Irving just kind of throw the towel in and don't win enough to pay attention for the next 3 weeks? We'll see you in the playoffs.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Who leads that charge? Do you guys just understand, like, listen, we all need to get together, we need to huddle, or does someone have to tell you, all right, let's take off the headphones?
Well, it's easy. Kyrie's in a great mood. When Kyrie's feeling good, our whole team feeling good. And you know when he's feeling good, when he's super engaged, he's smiling, and things like that. And sometimes, which is I'm pretty sure he's not going back to these ways, when he's down, a little, you know, upset, angry, whatever it might be, media, whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying to get uptight, and it doesn't work out for us. And I'm talking players, coaches, everything.
What a dumb, stupid thing to say. Really. And I would say this to Terry Rozier, then I take it back. Kyrie Irving is a leader. Unfortunately, he leads you sometimes to the promised land, and sometimes he leads you in the wrong direction. He did this interview driving around with Chris Forsberg. This is the new thing now. Well, it's not new. We've been doing it for a while. It's an old thing. Everybody drives around. They should come up with something
different. Should have a radio show in the car.
Yeah, exactly. We should do the show one time.
Me tripping.
One day somebody's going to crash
Forsberg into it. People tripping. Asked him about what kind of special kicks he's going to break out, and if that's how his team rolls.
He's hip. He's hip.
And I'm like, Forsberg.
He's hip.
What are we talking about?
He's hip.
How to ride in style.
All right, so this is the one that really gets me, though, today, talking about the leader. We know what his mood's going to be like tonight because he already said it today. So they've got 11 games to go. Seeding is still important. It's still attainable. Their coach came out already today and said it's ultra important. It could be the difference of winning or losing in the first round. And what does Kyrie Irving say today?
Does home court advantage in first round matter to you guys?
As long as we get in there. I mean, we've been, you know, I don't think our focus is getting seeding. That's, you know, pretty clear. So, you know, as long as we get there, I'm happy.
The only reason why his focus is pretty clear that they're not going for seeding is because they don't win enough games.
They know they're not getting it. That's
That's the only reason why it's clear. It's not like it's out of their reach.
Right.
It's clear because they're extremely inconsistent.
Right.
They can't put games together. And everybody went nuts because they won three games out west against a great team in Golden State that laid down because they came from home from a long road trip. They beat two other teams.
And they lost to the one team that cared.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think what this tells me behind closed doors, they're not a confident bunch. They're just the opposite, guys. Seven of these 11 games are on the road. We got no shot at getting the 3 seed. The 4 seed? Forget about it. So what we'll do is we'll take time off. We'll tell everybody it's not important. We won't emphasize it. And we'll just wait till the playoffs start. That's what they're doing. This isn't a cocky, confident bunch who sit there and say, we are going to flip the freaking switch and we will roll over teams. They're not doing that. They know. They're not good enough.
See,
they're not consistent enough to pull this off.
See, I think Kyrie thinks he's still playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James is on his team.
LeBron's those not teams, walking through
well,
that
it's
door.
It's funny, when I heard it, I mean, I hate when I start dissecting these things and reading into it. When you heard him, they asked the question, seeding matter. Listen to him, and he kind of catches himself. I think he feels like he's 2 years ago.
Does home court advantage and first round matter? So you got to use
as long as we get in there. I mean, we've been... You know, I don't think
that's
our
it,
focus.
That's it.
They're
that's
already
it.
In there.
We've been.
But wait a
no,
minute.
No. Because when somebody asks you, when we used to talk about this last year, the year before, when we were referencing the Celtics and the number one seed, and if the Cleveland Cavaliers can just turn it on, or even when Toronto was the number one seed in the East, could Cleveland turn it on? Yes, they could turn it on. That team had enough talent and enough experience to just, all right, fine. Right. We didn't get what we wanted, but we'll be good. We're better than this team. We can rest, and we don't need the number one seed. This team most definitely needs it.
So if it doesn't matter, why don't they just throw the towel in all these games? Everybody take a rest. They've got a 6-game lead in the loss column. Right?
This is going to come back.
What difference does it make? If that's how you feel, that these games are irrelevant. That's what Kyrie's saying. Irrelevant. They don't mean anything. Okay.
They're not, skip these
games. Don't even care about them.
They still haven't learned to play with one another. And that's what really matters here, right? To get them to play better basketball, to feel better about themselves. I looked at you see that Stephen Bolpet piece last night in the Herald.
Yes, the Danny
came out
Ainge.
Later in the day. Danny Ainge. He writes this. He says, I asked Danny Ainge thoughts on where the Celtics are at this stage. He paused for 4 seconds as he inhaled, and then exhaled harder. And he said, inconsistent. We look good in stretches of each game. We look good in some games. Monday night against Denver, we just needed to make some shots. He says, I think we could have used Gordon Hayward out there because there's some open shots to be made. I mean, listen, I'm all for Gordon Hayward, but let's not make it sound like he's Larry Bird. And if he was there, he would have hit them all.
Right?
Then he went on. This is the one that gets me. He says, I feel like our minds are getting in the right place, and that's a good thing. Against Denver, we weren't thinking. But it wasn't a lack of effort. It was falling asleep on some plays or not paying attention.
Hmm.
But it wasn't some deep-rooted issue that can't be fixed. I would say this deep in the season, if your team has been inconsistent as they have been all year, if you got players falling asleep or not paying attention, that's an issue.
Yeah.
And they're not inconsistent. They're actually very consistent.
They're consistently inconsistent.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Now, for one thing,
they've
they're
been
good
consistent
at.
Yeah. All year yeah. long. And the consistency is you'd have no yeah. idea what you're going to get from them. How many full four-quarter games have they put together? How many with the talent on this team? I'd be willing to bet it's not more than 10.
Seven!
Maybe it's seven, Joe. I don't know, but seriously. This talented team has not put four quarters together. They are consistently inconsistent.
Can I tell you the contrast between them and the Bruins? The Bruins are playing a playoff team last night. They're playing on the road.
Dominated
at Nassau Coliseum. They come out right out of the gate, get a 2-0 lead, and then put so much pressure on the Islanders, they only get 13 shots on Tuukka Rask, and it was as dominant a hockey game as you will see from beginning to end. I know you want to break it down. We're going to wait till the 5 o'clock hour, Christian.
Last call.
But they dominated that game from beginning to end.
Get up!
Why? Well, they're getting ready for the playoffs. They're also looking at it saying, we'd like to have home ice advantage over Toronto in the first round of the playoffs. They know the second round, they're playing the Golden State Warriors of the NHL right now in Tampa Bay. But they're looking at it saying, we want to get that first series and we want to play at home. So they're playing for something. I'm sorry.
Pastrnak is back. Everyone is trying to figure out their roles. They're putting lines together. Yeah, they're absolutely playing something. They try to send a message of who they are. They're the second best team in the NHL.
But the contrast, when you talk about likability, the contrast is dramatic here.
Unbelievable.
One team, and I'm sorry, you can't look at it and say, the next 3 weeks, screw it, they don't count. You have to have these goals in front of you at all times. Here are the numbers when you're looking at the overall odds. Third seed against a sixth seed in the first round of the playoffs. This is since the NBA went to 7 games in the first round of the playoffs back in 2002-03. Used to be a 5-game series. 75% of the series are won by the number three seed over the number six. The home record, 70%. But here's where it gets interesting.
You can throw the numbers in the toilet.
With the four seed and the five seed, because those series are even. So that is the closest series you're going to get in the first round is the four and the five. 16 and 16. All right, which is 50% for those who understand percentages.
I got that part.
How about
not
at home?
A numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
How about at home though? The home team, the number four seed, wins 66% of the home games. The number five seed, which is usually not the as good a team as the number four seed, wins 69% of the home games. Home court advantage is everything in that series. It's everything.
Yeah, I don't. You're not telling anybody anything that they don't know.
And the coach
so
knows
the
it.
Fact that
the players don't
it,
or
you know what
don't
it feels
care.
Like? Feels like they're like whistling through the graveyard. Like they just feel like, oh, no, you know, we'll be good. You know, everything's going to be fine. Yet there's this massive just disaster waiting to happen. And it could be being bounced in the first round. What a crock of crap that would be.
You almost said it. I almost did. I love it when you get a couple of letters out.
Oh, no. Back it up.
Sam is in New Hampshire. Next up here on OMF. Hi, Sam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up? Hello.
I don't know too many people who think that the Celtics are going to do well in the playoffs. I think that if they play Philadelphia, they'll get bounced in the first round. I also think even if Kyrie stays and they get Anthony Davis, I don't think any of these issues are going away. These guys they play selfishly. They're overconfident. I mean, they're just not a good team anymore.
I disagree with that. I mean, I think if Davis comes here and you clean up, you know, some of the talent depth that they have, because you got to give it up to trade. I mean, if Rozier's not here, if Tatum is not here, I don't know if Brown is not here. And you look at the team and you say it's Kyrie, Anthony Davis, Gordon Hayward, Marcus Smart, now Horford. I think everyone's on the same page.
They're a legitimate contender.
They know what they're doing.
And the chemistry will change dramatically, Sam, because you're dealing with veteran players who know what all of this stuff is about. I totally disagree. I saw Kobe come out, and Kobe did an interview, and he was asked a question about there are a lot of people in L.A. would rather keep the kids than get Anthony Davis, and he was beside himself. What are we talking about? You get a chance to get Anthony Davis, you give all the kids away, because it all comes down to two or three players who make the difference of winning a championship or not.
Better.
You can always fill in all of the other spots. You think Daniel Tice is easy to replace? All these guys are easy to replace.
There's going
to
be so many changes.
Especially if they go out in the first round.
Which I think is easy for Danny to do.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about trades. I'm talking about, listen, this you just don't work with us. Like this isn't happening anymore. There's guys on this team, and I think Terry Rozier may be one of the biggest problems they have.
The best thing to happen to them is what we all thought would happen when Oladipo went out with the injury. Indiana has dropped. So it looks like they'll get Indiana in the first round versus Philly. Now people can say, well, they're 3-0 against Philly and they're going to play tonight. I still think I'd rather play Indiana with no Oladipo than play Philadelphia, right? Wouldn't you rather do that? Though Terry Rozier was asked about Joel Embiid, who is back playing tonight. He was asked about him. This was his response.
First word that comes to mind when I say Joel Embiid.
Lame.
Why is that?
Just do a lot of talking.
Ah.
I respect his own court game. Just do a lot of talking.
Do you talk trash, though?
I wouldn't say I talk trash. Back in my day, I used to talk a lot of trash.
Okay.
But now I just, you know, I try to go out there and get the job done. But if you say something to me, then I won't stop.
Whoa. Back in what day?
when you
were Drew Bledsoe's buddy? What are we talking
the 18
about here?
The 17 U AAU team he was always on.
How stupid is this?
Well, here's the thing,
How
right?
stupid so is this?
He took it to Twitter, and he just tweeted out the other day, "Let me drive the boat." That was Rozier. So a Philly fan, just says, "Drive your boat all the way to Philly to catch this L on Wednesday. Hashtag trust the process. Hashtag bum." He responded and said, "Philly ain't beat us since they had AI, dummy."
Why is that?
The cockiness of this basketball team. I mean, earlier in the year, you had Marcus Morris, you know, talking about we're still the beast of the East. And it feels like there's a cockiness with this team that they haven't earned yet. That isn't deserved.
Lou, I did this last night. I went back to the preseason predictions that everybody had, all the basketball gurus. Okay, and I looked it up. Everybody was projecting them to be a number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They're not a one. They're not a two. They're not a three. And they're not a four. And these guys are cocky and they're acting this way? Are you kidding me?
Well, do you remember the whole BWA? Remember the beginning of the season?
Yeah,
when they called, it was like it was a bench with attitude.
Yeah.
Marcus Morris, obviously no longer on the bench. So
Marcus
maybe
Morris
he
senior.
Lost his attitude.
Marcus Morris senior.
Maybe that's the thing. They need to put him back on the bench because I'm not sure. Anything at this point in time with... Wait, what is this?
This is chin check.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, give me some NWA.
See, I like Terry Rozier. I like his game, and I think if he plays a lot of minutes, I think he's certainly more valuable, and he's having trouble fitting into all of this. But this attitude that he suddenly has where he's on this scary Terry tour, and he's doing all these interviews, and he's giving inside secrets, and then he's out there calling Joel Embiid lame. You don't think Embiid, who, by the way, has his ears perked up for everything, you don't think he's already heard this? You don't think it's already going to be used in the game here
tonight? So it's
And Embiid, by the way, has played terrible against the Celtics.
I was going to say, even against Al. So
Al's playing tonight.
Okay, so, so the knee's not going to be an issue. More than anything, if you end up finding your way, playing against the Sixers, I don't know how it's going to happen. Just another opportunity to smack them around and just to show them and let them know that they ain't arrived yet.
Well, and you know what? and that may be a point, because if I'm Philadelphia... And for all of the problems that Boston is having, trying to find their identity and playing up to their level, Philly's got the same problems. Philly has the same problems. In the fourth quarter, they melt. They've already
clinched, and they can't beat the fifth seed.
No.
So maybe that's what Kyrie's talking about. We don't care about seeding.
All right, well, okay, good. We'll see what they do against Indiana if they're on the road. Now, I still think Milwaukee's a better matchup, but still, I think tonight's an interesting game.
I do, too.
Very interesting.
I do, too, because you've got two teams that are psychologically damaged. One that has already thrown the towel in and says we're not worried about it, but I got to believe tonight they're going to play for some pride tonight, right?
Well,
plus, they have a great...
What did you say?
Pride.
Let me ask you.
They match up. Pride? Celtics pride. Pride.
Maybe this is
the movie?
Just...
Nope. Hell of a movie.
This
nope.
is just
should watch it.
Where I am with this Celtics team.
Pride.
Because I don't remember ever feeling like this about any team in this city. I hope they lose by 40.
Wow.
Tonight.
Wow.
Because this whole, this guy's popping off Philly can't beat us. We're sitting here. We faced them in the playoffs. It doesn't matter if we're home or the road. We handle Philly. They know they can't beat us. This team is underperformed all year. They're a very difficult team to like. I don't know how you can like them. And they're still cocky like they've accomplished something.
So you're rooting for them to lose tonight?
I wouldn't be upset at all. I think they would sit there. I wouldn't mind seeing them up to Philly and get absolutely waxed tonight.
And they're not,
it's probably what they deserve, they need.
You think they're going to learn some sort of lesson? Like, this is going to be a lesson, another lesson?
No, you know what, scares me?
To learn a lesson?
No, I don't know what it's going to take.
Those opportunities are gone.
Here's what scares me. That
what if they go and they win by 12? What if they win by 18?
It doesn't matter.
Then what?
It'll mean nothing. They haven't lost the Sixers all year.
Anything to them. They're going to sit there and see, I told you, we'll just flip it whenever we want.
That's the problem I will have if they do that, because I could see them winning tonight's game down there, because they have that team's number, and it's in Philly's head, all right? So, but the problem is, they won't accomplish anything. They still will not have solved anything. They can beat Philadelphia. Okay, we get it. You can beat Philadelphia. We get that. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like you're going to play Philadelphia in the playoffs because, you're not going to get the right seed in all of this. All right, we get to your phone calls. I promise, coming up next, 617-779-7937.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.